Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
What is the Real Talk for Real People show all about? It's about an in-depth study in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Give you a bird's eye view a critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and every I in our studies. You see, we don't skip to the loop. What I mean by skip to the loop, we don't go all over the place. We stay in context with subject matters. We start with one chapter, we end with that chapter, and so on and so forth in one book. It's true. So you can get an in-depth study and keep it within context so you won't be confused. Our point is to not allow you to be confused by your oppressors, and unfortunately, in some cases, some of us. So we're happy to have you, and then you may be asking, who is the we, Yamsuf? Well, we have our sister, Abigail. She's our gatekeeper. Keep us in perspective. Keep us online from New York City. We have Sister Yehudi. She's a watchman. She does exactly what Yamsuf does. She speaks for the Most High, not for herself. And certainly we have Cartier from New York City. He, along with all of us, speaks for the Most High, what the Most High said, not leaning to his own understanding, and so on and so forth. So that's why we get to the Real Talk, the Real People show, a dynamic show that praises and blesses the Most High and let his footstep be our pathway, as should be. So without further ado, let us bring on Abigail from New York City. Abigail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, all praises to the Holy One of Israel, God of our fathers. And I just wanted to say, I hope everybody had a good day and continue.
Praise Yah. Thank you very much, Sister Abigail. Now we have Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Peace be with you and your family in all the days that you dwell on this earth.
Thank you very much, sister. Thank you very much. I shall be. Thank you very much. And may it be with you, and may his blessings and peace be upon you too.
Yes, and I'm thankful. Even though my daughter laughed at me, I said, I'm a little bored. I got to get used to this apartment life.
Why is that, sister Judy? Why is that?
You know, I've been living in a house for years.
Right. It's a transition, a different climate, so to speak. And you're right. I hate apartments. I hate apartments.
But, you know, and you know what? But I'm thankful. It's an adjustment.
Yep.
You know, because even the people in the scriptures talk about different things, about adjusting and trying to figure things out and getting weary. And but they didn't lose faith.
Sometimes mm-hmm. you gotta go hang out in your garden, a lobby, and so on and so forth, and meet people and so on. Do your job. Meet people, associate with people.
Well, I walked today and talked to some people, even helped somebody out.
Praise
you. I stood back and was wisdom, because, you know, people be running some game, but I'm like this. I say, you can run game if you want to, but the Most High knows you.
Praise you. Praise you.
And they get scared.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always true.
Just getting used to the different noises and sounds. But other than that, I'm thankful. This is a long time coming.
Your own spot. Ain't nothing like your own spot, sister.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Great. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Now we have a special guest before I introduce Cartier. Ima Hadara. She's one of the executive elders at YahWillGatherUs.org. Y'all ought to go there. I encourage you to go there. Know what gathering unification is all about if you go there. Ima Hadara, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Almighty be with all of Israel for our year. Because I tell you, in all, he's our only hope. And I pray, and ask that he pour out his blessings upon you and all so many others that's out there on the battlefield, on the front row, trying to gather our people and bring them back into the bond of the covenant for the Most High's word has instructed us to do. So I say shalom to all, giving all praise to the Most High, for he is truly worthy. Worthy is Israel, worthy, I say to you, worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Ima. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And let us bring on our dear friend and brother from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you all and all those under the sound of my voice. Bless y'all, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing, fam?
We're doing okay, fam. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Yes. All praise.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I would just like to add a little bit to your introduction.
Okay.
How you bring on the show, because it's a little bit more than just the word of Yah. It's the ancient history of our people, which we've never been taught. That ancient history is hidden from the eyes and minds and hearts of our people, which is why, you know, we're living in modern times, cut off from our roots. And we don't know, you know, why we ended up in this dilemma. But
right.
If we read our history and know our history, we can figure out everything. And figuring out everything is our relationship with the Most High.
Exactly. Praise y'all, Cartrell. Praise
yes, sir.
You know, Cartrell and student investigators, you know, people always ask the question, Cartrell, every time they see a brother killed or shot in the head, right next to him in the back turned and this gun just taken out. If you don't know who you are or what you are, you're going to be totally confused about everything. And you don't understand the mindset of some of these police officers. They treat us tacky, trashy, and terroristic. Sometimes all three together, given the circumstances. And you know why, because y'all said that's the way they don't treat you. So when you see a brother or a sister treated in any shape, form, or fashion, and sometimes killed by police officers, it shouldn't come as a surprise to you.
So what happened to our ancient fathers when they was in ancient Egypt? Because most of us say we in Egypt again by ship.
They cried out to the Most High.
Yeah, because the Egyptians was killing all the young brothers, wasn't it?
Exactly.
That's probably one of the reasons Moses had to kill one of the Egyptian police officers.
God, yeah, you bad man.
Moses was a bad man.
But you're right. You pointed out just like they need to be able to point it out in 2022. Just like visiting police officers. Now we got universal white race supremacists, undercover police officer in uniform, who don't mind mistreating you, abusing you, and killing you, and terrorizing you all at the same time sometimes. Shouldn't come as a shock to you. Now, especially if you're into these studies like we are, you should be too.
So don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating killing police officers, but I know what my father Moses did when he was in captivity in Egypt. Looked after his brother.
He beat the brakes on one. Beat him so bad he died. Moses beat the brakes on one. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to speak quickly on that. You know, again, the word of God, every time we see things like this, we should really bring to mind how true the word of our Creator is. You know, in Leviticus, the 26th chapter, the Almighty, let it be known, we will have no power to stand before our enemies.
Yep.
That this land would devour us. Which is
true. Sure
and also, in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, I just want to read something for you, O house of Israel. And because we got all of these leaders running around teaching our people they don't have to do nothing but wait on Yah. And while they waiting on Yah, Israel is still doing whatever they want to do. And guess what? The punishment stands. Yah's judgment is standing. I just want to read this right quick. For thus said Yah, your bruise is incurable and your wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause, that you may be bound up, for you have no healing medicine. All your lovers have forgotten you. They seek you not. For I, Yahuwah, have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquity. Because your sins were increased, I did things unto you. Why do you continue to cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your iniquities. Because of your sins were increased, I have done these things unto you. We have got to return back to our God. The Almighty is using this man, whether he's white, yellow, red, whatever. He's using these other nations as his whipping stick to whip our behinds, to let us know that he meant every word he said and said every word he meant. But we keep just kind of taking Yah's word lightly because we're caught up in religion. We're not caught up, as Moray said, we're not caught up with the understanding that we're this people that this book is talking about. And until we come to the understanding of who we are, setting aside all of this religion and all this mess that we this excess baggage that we have picked up along the way since we've been in these lands of our captivity, and do what our God told us to do. Return back to him with all of our heart, all of our might. Go before him. Let us gather ourselves and go before our God and tell him we're sorry for what we and our fathers have done. Because at the end of the day, as the word says, there is no one that can deliver us out of this mess. But yeah.
Praise
and until
God.
We take him serious, we're not deceiving nobody but ourselves. And every time we just see one of our people shot in the back of the head, and they said it today. Well, we're going to, even though you're seeing the video, you can't rush to judgment.
You're right.
I'm going to say this, too. We'll go out there and we'll raise a boatload of hell. We'll march up and down the street, round the block, across the country. We'll do all of that, but we won't do what our God told us to do.
You better believe it.
We will come before him and tell him we're sorry. And Israel, you're fooling nobody but yourself.
You better believe it.
As Moray just said again, when we were in Egypt, we cried out to our God.
Yes,
they
ma'am.
They crying out to Dead Sea, Yahshua, HaMashiach, Allah, Buddha, everybody, but they're now returning back to their God.
Yes, ma'am. It's funny you say that, Ema, because this third chapter of Jeremiah, he's gonna break it down that we are some of the strangest whores in the world. And even that being said, I want you back. You might say,
y'all soon.
Yes,
y'all soon.
Yes.
Just think about this. I'm this is hypothetical. And I want it understood. This is hypothetical.
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
A pimp. And you got
you're
a whore out there on the corner.
and
you got a whore out there on the corner. And every time you see her, she hopping in the car. And when she at the end of the night or the next day, you say, what did you make? Say, well, what I made, I gave it all away so I could service them. They could service me. I know what you
Truth be said, Ema. Truth be said.
And that's exactly what you're doing, Israel. You're going, the Almighty says you pour out your drink off and your wine offerings to your oppressor. You get a fat of your sacrifice to your oppressor. And then you come to him and tell him, well, only thing I got to do is wait on you. But right now, I got to take care of my lovers out here.
You ain't lying, Ema. You ain't lying.
So, Yahshua, this is why these studies are very important, so that we can reattach our people's memories as to who they are. At least our ancient fathers in ancient times knew who they were. And
right.
We've been made vulnerable to every whim, to every religion, every schism under the sun, because we're not connected to our roots. So we have to reattach our people to their roots. And speaking of the Most High kind of puts our people in the religious realm. Whereas when we read through the scriptures, we see it's a history of our people and their interaction with the other nations, where they went wrong and sometimes where they were correct.
That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, be that as it may, brother, sister, and everybody in radio land, let's see the description that the Most High has of us. Everybody turn to Jeremiah chapter 3. We're going to get busy in our studies. May the Most High direct and order our steps. Let his footsteps be our pathways. Praise God. And he says, now Jeremiah is saying this. The word of Yah came to me. I'm reading from the Tanakh. As far as, and he uses our own codification. And he uses it not how we apply it in our land, but how he uses it as a metaphor, even though y'all apply it by the law that I've subscribed to you guys, codified. And he says this, now, because a Hebrew man or woman knows, once you divorce that person, and they married another person, you cannot remarry them under our law. But he said, in spite of that, I would marry you and take you back. Let's see what he says. If a man divorces according to our law his wife, and she leaves him and marries another man, can he ever go back? No, under our law, no. Would not such a land? Then he applies it to the land. He's going back and forth to the land and to us, this nation. Would not such a land be defiled? He reversed to the land. Now, you have whored with many lovers, Israel. Can you return to me? He asked the question, says the Elohim. Certainly we can. That's how much he loves us. According to our law as humans, and it won't happen, Captain. And he says in verse 2. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, sir.
Yes.
In my book, he's not asking the question. He's telling us to return.
Right.
So he says, shall not the land be greatly polluted when a man takes a divorced wife back after she's been with another man? It pollutes the land, which is why people got kicked out, because that's what they were doing. Kind of like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. How many times did she marry him?
Yeah, I think she married 4, 5, 6 times.
Yeah, crazy.
Man,
now it's telling us, you have played the harlot with many lovers, yet return to me, says Yah. He's commanded us. He's not asking us. He's telling us.
Right. Yeah, mine had the question, Mark. You know how they do it. I'm glad you read that contract. Thank you very much, brother. And he says in verse 2, look up to the bare heights and see. Where have they not lain with you? You just slept with everybody. You waited for them on the roadside like a bandit in the wilderness. You whored yourself like a bandit in the wilderness. You defiled the land with your whoring and your debauchery. And when showers were withheld by me because as a result of that, and the late rains did not come, you had the brazenness of a street woman, a street prostitute, and you refused to be ashamed. Oh, I ain't did nothing, just like a little alley cat. Lick their behind and keep it fine. And don't care one which way or another. I ain't nothing, everybody else doing it. Why not me? I ain't did nothing wrong, just like a street prostitute.
And hey, just like them. We the poster child. Well, that's wicked.
You better believe it.
And we have no shame in our game.
No shame. You refuse to be ashamed. Just now. You called to me. Abba, you are the companion of my youth. I was with you from your very beginning. You are the companions of, does one hate for all times? Y'all said, I love y'all. I can't hate you like that. I can't hate you.
That
both. Yes. Go ahead, Cartrell.
The Most High said, he's our father when we cry out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, you are our God from our youth, meaning we know our history.
Exactly.
Most of our people have no clue about our youth. And they ain't talking about when your mother gave you birth. It's talking about when we were born as a nation, because Yah was our father.
Because
Yah told Pharaoh to let my son go, even my firstborn, or I'll kill your firstborn, because Yah is our father. And we knew him when we was a baby nation.
Exactly. Our baby nation. And he can say his father, yes, ma'am.
What's even stranger than that, when they were in Egypt, they didn't know Yah, but they knew to cry out to him.
Incredible.
I like that. That's deep, and it's true.
They knew Yah. They were connected with the teachings of Jacob and Joseph. But they served the gods of Egypt too.
All right. I think that when they went into the wilderness, it proves that, because the first thing they did was to build the idol of Egypt and said, look upon your God who delivered you. I don't think they knew Yah. That's why
they
were tied
up to the idol when they was in Egypt.
That's why the Almighty had to keep them in the wilderness those 40 years to introduce himself to Israel, mm-hmm. to educate them and to teach them about him, so that when they went into the land, they would not pollute the land.
Right.
They would know how to serve Yah.
But Imam and Contrail, what did they do when the Most High got them out of captivity, our founding fathers and mothers of this nation?
I found a scripture. Mm-hmm. I found the scripture where Elohim heard their groaning. And the Most High remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Yitzchak, and Yaakov.
Absolutely.
And Elohim looked on the children of Israel, and he knew.
That is
keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Got another one, but it's
low. I said keep it.
So both of you, right? I didn't start to see Moses was shepherds at the time. They were crying out even in Egypt, crying for some relief.
And the Almighty said that he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov.
Yeah.
That's still the covenant that's covering today.
Mm-hmm.
That's the covenant of our fathers, not the one that was made with our fathers when he brought us up out of Egypt, but the covenant that he made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, which was an everlasting covenant.
The Most High sent Moses mm-hmm. to the elders. Why did he send him to the elders? Because the elders remembered the old ways. And Moses asked Yah, who shall say sent me? Because they don't know your name. They know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they don't know your name. So tell them, I am that I am, have sent you, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they knew who God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was. They knew their ancestors more than we know who our ancestors are today.
Correct.
They were Hebrew, and they were under the Egyptians. There was a separation.
All right.
The situation is similar. Yes, you know.
How many went into Egypt?
70 souls.
How long were they in Egypt?
Quite a while, so they became a nation.
How many came out of Egypt?
Say that again, Ima.
They went in 70 strong and came out how many?
It came out 600,000 warriors.
Okay. They were in Egypt 430 years. Just like we've been in this land, 400 years.
And that time is accounted, it's from the time of Abraham going in and out.
Abraham going in and out of where?
You counted 430 years. Moses' father, his grandfather, was Levi. So it could have been 400 some odd years.
I'm talking about what's in the word. The word said they told you they're 430 years. So that's wrong?
Where did you say that?
In Exodus. What is that? Exodus 16. That's why. Why do
you reference the 400 years is made in Genesis, you know?
Huh?
The only reference to 400 years is in Genesis.
No, sweetie.
Okay.
That's true.
Young Sue, would you continue, and I'll get that for you right quick.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ima. Thank you, Katriel. And It says, does one raise forever? This is how you spoke. You did wrong. And I had your way. I had your back. The OM said to me in the days of King Josiah, have you seen what rebel Israel did? Going to every high mountain and under every leafy tree and the horn there? I thought after she had done all these things, she would come back to me. But she did not come back, and her sister faithless Yehudah saw it. I noted. Because rebel Israel had committed adultery. I cast off and handed her a bill of divorce. Yet her sister, faithless Yehuda, was not afraid. She too went and whored. Indeed, The land was defiled as a result by her casual immorality. As she committed adultery with stone and with wood. And after all that, her sister, faithless Yehuda, did not return to me wholeheartedly, but insincerely. Declares the Elohim. And Yah said to me, Rebel Israel has shown herself more in the right than a faithless Yehuda. Go, make this proclamation toward the north. It says, turn back, O Rebel Israel, declares the Elohim. I will not look on you in anger. Man, that's love. For I am compassionate, declares the Elohim. I do not bear a grudge for all times. Only recognize your sin. That's simple, for you have transgressed against the Elohim and scattered your favors among strangers under every leafy tree. You have not heeded me, declares the Elohim. Praise Yah. Katriel, so Shehudi, Imador, anything to say?
Wow,
yes.
You had this to your phone. Wow. Mm. That's what it is.
The Most High has given both Israel and Judah the opportunity to turn from their ways. Most High said Judah was worse than Israel.
Ain't that a shame?
Yeah. We pumped up Judah, but Judah, Most High said, you saw what happened to Israel, and you did it anyway. You tried to, like, play it off like you wasn't doing it, but I seen right through you what makes you worse than your brothers in the north. Exactly. But the Most High, he always has mercy and compassion for us. He says, surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so you have treacherously, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says Yah. So we call Jeremiah, Yeremiahu, the weeping prophet, but he's really speaking the tears of Yah, because this is really Yah crying out through the prophet Jeremiah. But these are not Jeremiah's words. And you could hear the pain in these sentences that Yah feels. Because Yah is offering us so much, and we reject him. And how does he describe us? As a worthless harlot. Mm.
That was Exodus 12, 40, Moray.
12, 40.
We got quiet, anybody said nothing there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got to keep the Most High word going.
Yeah, and the Most High is forever crying out to Israel, forever.
You better believe it, Ima. You better believe it.
His word is precise. The way the Almighty wrote his word, it leaves no room for one's opinion, private interpretation, philosophical view. The only room it leaves is for rooms to obey or disobey. The Almighty is his word is precise and it is full of checks and balances. We cry out and the Almighty, when he's describing Israel here, Just look around. This is the same thing we see our people doing today that Bo Ray said that they don't have knowledge of who they are. It's the same thing when they had knowledge that God's writing about here or speaking about here. When we knew we was Israel, we're still the same people today.
And that's the beauty of it.
We will give our very last to make sure that the pastor got a Bentley. He got him a Learjet. He lives in a mansion while we catch the bus to make sure that he can live like this. But you take the word with Israel, this is mind-boggling to see it. To even hear about it is one thing, but to see it in the flesh is a whole nother ball game. Israel can do anything and everything they put their mind to for everybody but Yah. When it comes to Yah and they come to the knowledge and they wake up and understand who they are, suddenly they can't do nothing. It's all about, well, we just got to wait on Yah. And that's what the Almighty is saying. You poured out your drink offerings to. You gave the fat of your sacrifices to. You went out there and played the whore. You serviced your lover. They paid them to service you, huh? But then when you come back to me, then only thing you can offer me is, well, I just got to wait. The Almighty, it just kind of reminds me of the scripture in Ezekiel. When Ezekiel went before Yahuwah, and he told him, he said, Yah, they say your ways are not fair. Your ways are not fair, Yah. And the Almighty said, they say my ways are not fair. Let me show you what Israel is doing. And we're still doing the same thing today. And you know what? It's not going to change until we come through and understand how we are violating the Creator and His words. We're profaning Him with what we're doing today. And like the Word says in Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, this is a nation that disobeyed their God and refused, listen to that, refused to receive correction. Huh? You guys are on here every day talking about Israel, up one side, down the other, with the word of their God. If you don't move, they'd be challenging you every step of the way, huh?
You better believe it.
And I stand to be corrected, you know. I thank you for that correction. But there's an argument in relationship to that, whereas they apply that to what the Most High spoke to Abraham. We were in Egypt 430 years, but we were enslaved in Egypt 430 years. It wasn't until the Pharaoh that came along that didn't know Joseph changed the circumstances and the condition of the children of Israel while they were living in Egypt. Otherwise, they were flourishing, and they were flourishing to the point where they scared the Egyptian, and they reduced them to slaves because they feared them.
You're absolutely right, Murray. And another thing, in Bereshit, the word speaks about a nation you did not know. They knew
right.
Egypt.
A strange land that your fathers knew not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons, based upon what Cartier just said, and his response to Imadur, that I love you guys. You know how to be humble. You know how to be corrected by the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks volume of your character. That's why I'm privileged to be a student along with y'all. The Most High word.
Well, you know something, young folks.
Yes, ma'am.
This is how it is. And Moray and I, we sharpen irons all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at the end of the day. I want all Israel to hear and to know at the end of the day, it's all about Yah and His word. It ain't about you.
You better believe it, Imad. And Cottrell knows that certainly. And that's why
absolutely.
He has the ability that we all should have, and we, and certainly in our regard, I like to believe that we do, and we express that every day, especially on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So to have a contrite and humble spirit is more better for the Most High than be arrogant, stubborn, and stuck on stupid. So Cartrell reflected what he is about, and I commend him on that. And I commend you on in my door for help sharpening. My brother needed to sharpen anybody. I think you carry two sharpeners in your pocket anyway. If she don't get you with the left one, she'll get you with the right one.
Well, it's one thing that's with me, and that is, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahuwah. Many of our people are caught up in belief, but they don't know the word of their God. And until you really digest his word and let that word become an intricate part of you, in doing so, it humbles you.
Yes, ma'am.
And you will come to know that, hey, every day we're learning something new. Every day, all that we thought we knew, we found out we didn't know anything.
Yes, ma'am.
You see, it's an ever-evolving process. And it's, his word is not here to argue or debate.
Right.
Or to point the finger and want to pull your pistol out and shoot and cut,
right.
cuss each other out. It's about us growing, returning back to Yah, getting to know our power. And in doing that, we get to know ourselves. If that makes
sense. Beyond that, creation is renewed. Most often the heavens are going to rejoice. The trees are going to clap their hands. The mountains are going to sing. That's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we got to get together. All the world is waiting on the sons and the daughters of the Most High. And it definitely ain't Israel, because he don't fit the bill.
When Israel come to the understanding that they, it's so crazy, again, Israel, you are the Mashiach of the earth. You are the Almighty's Messiah. But you, they, because of the teachings by our oppressor, they got us looking for the Messiah.
Once
you return back to your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, then your God, who's the creator of all, the God of the gods, the Most High God, he comes back and he retrieves everything, all the whole creation back to himself. But he's coming to you, you are the Mashiach.
Oh. Yes, he does.
So Almighty makes it emphatically clear, King David is his king forever. Israel is his son forever. That didn't change. We just being, because of our disobedience, we had to go into furlough for a minute. But when we return back to our rightful place, the whole world, you, the world is yours.
It's ours to serve, yeah. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Man, I love this. I love y'all. Let's get busy. So do is I read fast. I'm gonna read a little faster then. Okay, brother. But I know that sharp no one got two sharpness in both our pockets. I ain't worried about missing something.
Okay.
In verse 14, he says to us, turn back, rebellious children, declares the Elohim. Though I have rejected you, I would take you one for my time. See, that's what y'all got to understand sometimes. Everybody ain't going to come on this ride. And Most High is saying this in reference to that. I will take you, one from a town, two from a clan, a tribe, and bring you to the end. Everybody ain't coming back, y'all. Sometimes y'all, yeah, do the best you can with what you have, with who you can work with, but everybody don't want to ride back. And he says this to you. I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will pasture you with knowledge and skill. And when you increase and are fertile in the land, our land, in those days, declares the Elohim, men shall no longer speak of the Ark of the Covenant of the Elohim, nor shall it come to mind. They shall not mention it or miss it or make another. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem throne of the Elohim. I'm going to be there full debt. You won't need that no more. It's going to be a whole different level. And as a result, all nations shall assemble there in the name of the Elohim of Jerusalem. They shall no longer follow the willfulness of their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Yehuda shall go with the house of Israel. They will be combined. They shall come together from the land of the north, and that's where we at in this western hemisphere, to the land I gave your fathers as a possession. I have resolved to adopt you as my children, and I gave you a desirable land, the fairest heritage of all the nations. And though you would surely call me Abba and never cease to be Lord to me after that, instead, you have broken faith with me right now. As a woman breaks faith with a paramour, O house of Israel, declares the Elohim. Blaze Sharpner, that's what I'm going to call Imam Dover. Blaze Sharpner, Katriel, and Sister Yehudi, what did she say on that?
Hallelujah.
It shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increase, so we don't have to worry about their genocidal process that they're trying to put on us now.
Mm-hmm.
In the land, in those days, says Yah, they shall no more. They shall say no more the Ark of the Covenant of Yah. These European scavengers, what they call themselves, archaeologists, they've been searching for this thing forever. They're not going to find it. Not only are they not going to find it, most I say, we're not going to find it. Neither shall it come to mind. Neither shall they remember it. We're not going to remember the Ark of the Covenant. Why we won't remember the Ark of the Covenant? What was it for? It was the mercy seat of the Most High, right? That's where his presence was, in the tabernacle and in the temple. Neither shall they visit it. Neither shall that be done anymore. No more Ark of the Covenant. We're not going to duplicate it. It's not going to be made anymore. But what's going to substitute it? He said at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yah, which is what they call the Ark of the Covenant. The same thing. It has the same title. The throne of Yah, the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat. And all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to Jerusalem, to the name of Yah, to Jerusalem. He emphasizes it. Neither shall they walk anymore after the imaginations of their evil hearts. So people are going to know the presence of Yah is in Jerusalem, and they're going to be drawn to it in that day.
Hallelujah.
And in those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. Two sticks. I'm going to bring the two sticks together. No more two nations, one nation. And they shall come together out of the land of the north. So where's Judah? Where's Israel? We're in the land of the north. To the land I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. So although we're scattered, everywhere, Most High emphasizes that Israel and the house of Judah is in the north. But I say, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hope of nations? That's why they're fighting over it today. Still hasn't been settled with peace pacts and whatever they're trying to do. And I said, thou shalt call me Father, and thou shalt not turn away from me. So all those, his analysis is of us as a wife that's acting like a whore. In truth, we are his children, we're his sons and daughters. And what are we going to call us? Not husband, but father.
You better believe it. Praise Yah.
Eternal backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. So you see all this backsliding, and Emo is trying to keep us from backsliding. And when we do, Most High said he's going to heal us. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art Yah Elohim. We got to return back to who our ancient fathers called on. Put down your idols and call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In your misery, in your trouble, in your moaning, in your groaning. Yep. That's the formula. Yep. This is why they didn't want us to read the Old Testament when we were slaves, and why they don't read our people to read the Old Testament. You know, they keep the Old Testament out of their hand in these churches, because the formula and our solution are in these pages.
You better believe it, my brother.
Yes.
Well, you know,
as long as we don't notice, we'll be in this dilemma. Our people are not attached to their heritage. They're not attached to their ancient history. They're not attached to our identity. Therefore, we're not attached to one another, and we don't know our purpose. We're just wandering.
You better believe it.
You know, it touches on the land of the north, how Israel and Yehuda were going to be coming out of the land of the north together. Again, I love the word of Yah because it's full of check and balances. And it squashes the old argument about Israel being here in this land before the Europeans came. They're absolutely right. You can't argue against evidence. And it was evidence, hardcore evidence, that there was a Hebrew presence in this land before the Europeans got here. So it just is a negative when everybody talk about the lost tribes of Israel, talking about the northern tribes. Okay, well, they went somewhere. Where did it go? And it was just only standing reason if you find the evidence of Hebrew presence here before the Europeans got here to bring the southern tribes here. They're here in America, in North America.
The Indians or the Native Americans that they show us are not the original people that were here before them.
Right.
The original people that they saw, they called Negroes. We talking about Negroes.
And they were fringes. They were fringes on
and
their clothes.
They called them copper colored people.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yah. All right. I'm gonna do some more fast reading. Ema, keep your place, y'all. We're finna go on. May the Most High bless us.
Hallelujah.
He says in verse 21, hark, on the bare height is heard the suppliant weeping of the people of Israel. Are they weeping? For they have gone a crooked way, as we still are going. And we're still saying, hands up. Black Lives Matter, please don't shoot, and so on and so forth. Ignoring Yah Elohim. Turn back, O rebellious children. I will hear. You don't even have to go to the Democratic Party, Republican Party, the feminist movement, the LGBTQ trying to get at you and me. You ain't got to go to them. That's why you still crash. Here we are. We come to you. For you, O Yah Elohim. Surely. Fertility comes from the hills where you're lifting your hands up to. Confusion from the mountains that you're worshiping. Only through Yah Elohim, our only solution is the deliverance for Israel. So the shame of
I'm sorry to stop you.
Yeah, no problem.
My verse is different.
Okay, read yours. I want to hear your version.
23. It says, truly in vain is salvation hope for from the hills. Now people talk about salvation all the time, right?
And you better believe
it. They looking for it through the wrong means. From the hills and from the multitude of mountains, all these religions, all these doctrines, all these schisms. Truly in Yah, your power is the salvation of all Yisrael.
Praise Yah.
So if you don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our salvation, and you look at it for it in all the wrong places, you're in trouble.
You got problems.
You're backsliding. Yeah.
You got problems.
He's telling us to return. Right. Yes.
Did you read that correctly? You sure didn't say look to the hill to the old rugged cross?
No, Ima, I was singing that song yesterday, and Cartel Jess had, he said, Sue, come on now, Sue. That old
road
across the hill.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Sing some Barry White. Sing some Barry White.
Yeah, Eva, God, you had the chance to say, come on, Sue. You've been in them Christian churches too long.
Yeah. You know, this thing is so deep. If when you really come to the deep understanding of what this thing is all about, it's a spiritual battle that's going on and that's been played out down here on earth. You begin to put the players in the right, see them in their right perspective. It's not a complicated thing, and then you can also see the truth of Yah's word. Like it said, look to Yah. It didn't say look to the hill, to the old rugged cross, and all that stuff. But yet, that's what's got our people mesmerized. You know. They're going to get caught up and fly to heaven, and they're going to walk through the pearly gates with some and walk on golden streets, you know. And the other one's going to give them 70 virgins, and they got one down.
He can't do what the one he got down here. What did he need 70 of them?
It sounds like the dreams America tells us, right?
One down here, they want to beat her up, cover her up, and.
You better believe
it. To him. You know,
what they got in the virgins?
Yeah.
The seven virgins. Okay.
But
all
they
right.
want to get up to the to get to 70 virgins to do what with?
They don't even know how to talk to women, half of them. So what you going to do with seven virgins? You need to learn how to talk to women or you try to have women in the first place. They want to command women. They don't want to reason with women. They don't want to be a team. They want to be the cat mother team. And yes, about yes, about which way did my mother go? And I ain't got no pistol. What the hell?
That's why you have to be codified by the word of the Most High.
You better believe
because
it, my
as Ema said, she hit the nail on the head. This is a battle for the souls of the world. For the nation
exactly.
of Israel, it's a battle for your soul. And
exactly.
it's an open book test. And this is one test you do not want to fail.
You
better know
believe.
The script. You better
you
know
better.
What Yah's saying. You better be following what Yah's saying. Because
knowing
what Yah says
wow.
and following what Yah says is not how you're going to pass the test. You know
you
what he said, but you ain't doing it. That was a problem with our ancient fathers. We know what you say, but we doing something else. No, you have to know what Yah says, and you have to do it. And knowing it is not good enough.
Exactly. And you're a contrary sister. And Ema, I'm going to hand this right off to you, and I'm going to complete this, and I'm going to let y'all get into it as deep as y'all, the Most High wants y'all to get into it. But the Most High says in verse 24, the shameful thing has consumed you, what you're doing. The possession of our father ever since your youth. What are we doing our youth? Ema Hadora mentioned it to you. What did she say? Soon as we got away, Moses up in the mountain, we down below, shake, shake, shake it, baby, don't you break it. And with a little cow that looked like anything and any who made of metal and wood.
Mm-hmm.
Just going around from our very beginning as a youthful nation. And we hadn't stopped yet, even my truth be told. I'm going to
so it's not a cow now. It looks like a man. They turned the cow into a man. They turned the golden calf into a golden man.
Oh, did they not?
Absolutely.
What was his name? Jesus?
Zeus. Before that.
Okay. I'm going to be nice, but I'm really angry.
You know,
I ain't no friend. I ain't no friend. Describe that.
Telling the truth.
Yes.
No. I don't care if it hurts your feelings or not. I'm going to keep it raw and uncut. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm a watchman. I ain't no foolsman. And if I'm speaking for the Most High, I'm going to keep it real, just like Jeremiah. And you ought to be keeping it real, too. Stop doing that skip to the loop, going to the Most High Word and going to that red letter nonsense you own that your enemy has given you and tell you that's the truth. And you eat it up hook, line, and, oh, I'm going to the hell. Oh, I that old rugged cross on the mountain. Come on, man, stop. I can't lie to you, but they'll lie to you every day of the week. They've been doing it, and you've been buying it. But we don't buy that.
And we love it. We love to have it like that.
You better believe it, Ema. And I'm going to.
I got a question.
Yes, brother.
I got a question.
Yes, brother. I'm all ears.
If something is everlasting, right?
Yes.
At what point in time is it old?
It's never old. This always brand new. It's brand new. It's ever, ever, and forever, ever, ever, and ever, ever after that. It's brand new. Ain't nothing old about Yah's word. It's what's old. Is that old nonsense you own with that red letter nonsense that your enemy has fabricated and plagiarized and told you that's the truth. Man, come on.
And think about this. None of our ancient fathers ever labeled what they were writing Old Testament.
Oh, oh man, Kadri, you hitting on all eight symbols, ancient brother.
They never called it old.
No. Your enemy
called it everlasting. They didn't call it old.
How can it go from everlasting to everlasting? How can it be old?
That's what I'm saying, Mom.
That is the question.
Now, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. Watch this. Look how powerful and how revealing Yah's word is. Yah says, don't add to his word, and his word is Torah. Don't diminish from it. So in order to give you something new would mean that you're violating the word of Yah. You're adding to his word.
Truth be told, it's simple as that, Eva.
Here's what's even more revealing. They said, oh, he's the Son of God. He came and died for the sins of the world. Then how is it that you can't take the name of his daddy up in the churches?
Mm.
You can't take the word to call his so-called the father. You can't take that word up in the churches. Tell you why. The book tells you why. Because in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, how have you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?
Mm-hmm.
In Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify of me in the churches that I am the bright and morning star. Huh?
That ain't y'all speaking. Ema.
No, he's not. He's telling you who he is. He's telling you what belongs to him. The church belongs to Lucifer. That's his domain. Yah says he chose for his name to reside in Jerusalem, yes?
Ema, I'm going to say this. I'm going to let Cartrell speak. Ema, I stand corrected when it comes to you. You don't have two knife sharpeners. You got two in your back pocket. You got four. Go ahead, Kadri.
Ema got the whole kitchen culinary hot. But anyway. I got a question for Ema, because there's some Christian doctrine that she threw out there. They say that he came into the world to take on the sins of man, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of what they say our mother Eve and Adam did, right? Eve was sin in the world. He came and died to take it off.
Right.
Well, I say, did he do a good job?
I don't think
so. There's more wickedness now on the planet than I think ever.
And Jesus been hiding in the churches ever since COVID-19 come on the scene.
In truth, I think he opened Pandora's box.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yah's word is true. Here's something else, too. Because of, and Yah's word is simple. It's not complicated. What does Amos 3:1-2 say? I, Yahweh, Yahweh have not known any other family on earth but you, O house of Israel. How can these other nations come along and teach us about our God?
Because if you read what we read in Psalms 2 yesterday, it says, why are heathens in a rage? Why are they enemies to the Most High? Because it says, let me say it specifically. It says, moreover, the word, nope, that's Jeremiah. Hold on.
Well, Cadrillo, our lives and fellow students is a crime scene, and we're the criminals.
Yes.
It's a crime scene.
So Psalms 2 addresses Emma's question, because the heathens, the nations, they were created nations because they challenged God in the first place at the Tower of Babel. That's why he made them nations, because they tried to challenge him. So he went to plan B, and he stood up with our father Abraham, and he promised him, you're going to be the father of what? Many nations. Hopefully many righteous nations that obey me, but you're not going to be like the heathens, like the other nations. He says, why do the heathens rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yah and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They don't want to follow Yah's path or the righteous path or the word of Yah.
Well,
so they have us in a dilemma to disrupt Yah's plan. And by any means necessary, they're taking us off course to disrupt Yah's plan. Because we are his anointed, like you said, Eva.
And I'm glad you said that,
Katya. I'm going to say this in my quiet.
So Cottrell has another book to go to in Psalms. So once we finish, say what you want. But once we finish, we're going to give about 10 or 15 minutes to decipher what we just read, the final verses then. Because I'm that kind of person. And I'm never going to be disrespectful to my elder, Ema. Beautiful elder with four sharpeners in a pocket. I would never try that, okay? Go ahead, Ema.
No, I just want to say, one of the things, because they got our minds so jacked up, and that's why the gay movement has been so successful, because they have us that our God was two men. Never coming into the understanding that our Creator was both our Abba and our Ema.
That's deep, Ema. That's deep.
And everything on earth was created in that essence. There's a masculine and feminine counterpart to everything down in creation.
You better believe it.
But they got us talking about the father and the son, but they never talk about who was the mama.
Me? Oh, is that right?
They call her Queen of Heaven, Mother of God.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Did y'all say that in the so-called Old Testament?
In my research, it's called the Shekinah Yah Glory, called wisdom.
Huh? You better believe it. In Proverbs, she speaks of herself.
But they got us all jacked up. And what's wrong, Israel today is so hard-headed. They don't want to hear. They don't want to be corrected. They've become comfortable in this vein of misteaching because they're bogged down in religion and not knowledge. They're bogged down in belief but not knowledge of God or their Elohim or of themselves. They got a lot of belief but no knowledge. And as the verse says, since you have rejected knowledge, O house of Israel, so shall you be rejected, and you shall be no priest unto me, being that you have forgotten, you and your children will be rejected, being that you have forgotten the law of your God. and it's unfolding in before us every day. And just think about this, and I'm going to say this, I'm shutting up. Jesus is the God of our curse.
Right.
Jesus is the God of death for us, O house of Israel. That's why you see our babies out there with the cross all down. They arm tattooed all down their arm, all down the side of their face, on their neck. They got three crosses hanging around their neck with four bullets in the head. We got to get this thing, keep this thing real. This is not no plaything. And until we begin to really accept the truth of our Creator, our babies are going to keep on dying. We're going to keep passing this legacy of death on to our children. I'm done.
Thank you, Ima. So I'm going to finish up and give y'all a little bit more time to dissect this. And young Sue's going to get out the way. Ima, keep them knife shots in your pocket, okay? I keep it real, Ima. That's why it's called real talk. The possession of our fathers ever since our youth, their flocks and herds, their sons and daughters. They said, let us lie down in our shame, not correct it. Let our disgrace cover us, not correct it, not codify it. For we have sinned against Yah Elohim. We and our fathers from our youth, but they apologizing for it to this day. And we have not heeded, you know what you had did, why didn't you correct it? We have not heeded YILM. How foolhardy are we then? And how foolhardy are we now? A simple codification, as contrary always alludes, it's an open book test. It gave you the answers, you just don't want to apply. Praise YAH and bless his holy name. Sister Yehuda, Imam Adora, Katria, you have the mics. And after that, they dissectus. They have me talking English now. Die dissectus, y'all dissectus. And we're going to move right on to the next segment of study and praise the Most High. Y'all got the mic.
Yeah.
All praise. Now, come on, I don't want to hear no crickets. I don't want to hear no crickets. I want to hear brothers and sisters sharpening. I want to hear the mic sharpening.
Almighty said amen, and he meant what he said. And Israel just got to stop being a whore. You see? It's time out for what you believe. It's time out for you giving your sacrifice to these other deities. The fat of your sacrifice, that's that. And all pouring out to drink offerings to on. It's time out for eating the dead body and drinking the blood. It's time out for all of that foolishness. You have got, you know how they run around and they give you the cracker saying, eat my body, and they give you the wine, drink my blood. Is that against the word of God?
Yes, it is. That's against the word of the Most High.
And yet we keep on doing it. You've got to know, return back to your God, Israel. You've got to return back. There's no way around it. And also, young children, come next September the 16th, 2023, we're going to fill up Lincoln Memorial in D.C. We're going to fill it up with our going before our God to bow and bow to our God and tell him we're sorry for what we've done. People say, why go to D.C.? Because Genesis says what? That the serpent will nip at our heel, bruise our heel, but we shall crush his head. Is that right? We're going to the head of the beast, and we're going to cry out to our God and tell him we're sorry. Because as it is written in many places, we just read some parts of it today in Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. In many places, the Almighty telling us what to do. What verse was that in Jeremiah, the third chapter, while we were set?
Let's say what?
Where it says, just come, oh, hold on. Where it tells us to cry. Oh, I mean, no wonder. Turn, backsliding children, says Yah. For I'm married to you, and I will take you one of the city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. The Almighty said, will you not from this time cry unto me, my Father, you're my God and my youth? Are we supposed to cry out to our God?
Yep, that time is now.
Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, you backsliding Israel. In Leviticus, the Almighty says, if, and see, we don't pay attention to y'all's proverbial if. If you confess your iniquity and the iniquities of your fathers, he didn't say go to church and see how much you can collect to get the pastor Bentley. He says, but if you confess yours and your father's iniquities, and you acknowledge that you have walked contrary to me and that I have walked contrary to you, and gave you into the, brought you into the land of your enemies, if then your uncircumcised hearts be humbled and you accept the iniquity of your punishment, then will I remember my covenant. We keep trying to put the cart before the horse. We want to do everything but what Yah told us to do. So we're going to do it Yah's way next year. Feast of Trumpets. We're going to go before our God. And we're going to tell him we're sorry for what we've done. We're going to try it his way instead of being this whore to keep giving all our goods away and then come to our father and tell him, well, I just got to wait on you now. I need some wine so I can give away. I need some substance so I can get to the other gods. Huh? We're gonna return back to our God and let the world know. We want to do it in such a way. Israel, September the 16th, 2023. We want to do it in such a way that as it was in the days of Moses, when he called the heavens and the earth to be a witness against us, we want to do just the opposite. We want to go before our God, calling on the heavens and the earth to be a witness for us, saying that we finally got it right.
Right. Hallelujah.
And we can do this. The Almighty didn't give us something where it takes a rocket scientist to figure it out. And you know what's so interesting? Here's another way we go out and give our prophetical sacrifices to these other gods. Where is it in the word of Yahuwah where he ever told Israel to go and put ourselves in harm's way? It's nowhere there. Mm-mm. Y'all didn't tell us to go out there and put ourselves in position to have the dogs put on us, water hoses put on us, the policemen shooting and beating us upside the head with the billy club just so we can get some mercy from Master. Huh? He didn't tell us to do that. He didn't tell us to go out there and protest and march so that we can be sit side by side with our enemies. Talking about we got equal rights. The Almighty told us to separate ourselves. But we did it. In Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, Almighty says, I have not sent these prophets talking about they have a dream. We went in by the millions to hear I have a dream that became a nightmare for our people. We did it. This time we're going to do what we've done for everybody else. we're going to do it for our God. So all of you in the listening audience, mark your calendar, September the 16th, 2023, and start preparing so you can make your trip to get to Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You need that.
You know, and I want to say this too. The Almighty says in Jeremiah 17:12, that who can know the heart? The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, but I, Yah, searches the heart and try every man by the reign of it. We can't just give Yah this service anymore. We can't afford to stand behind some closed doors with 15 locks on it. What I need is knocking time. My hallelujah. Huh? Yah wants us to come before him, and he can see what's inside of our heart. We can give our lip service all day long, shout hallelujah all day long, but then what?
All right.
And the Almighty have shown us on any number of occasions, whenever we have obeyed, he has been with us. He has shown us he was with us. So you, and this was just a small number. You can only imagine what it would be like when we fill up Lincoln Memorial. It was like 40 of us that went before the UN. And we did a Mount Jericho march. And on the 7 days, the power of 40 had almost 60 police cars that like to come on simultaneously without a policeman in the car. And we got video showing that, thanks to Moray.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to share that. Is someone driving?
Hmm? I know, I hear something in the background too.
Well, no. That's the most high saying. Cottrell needs to take over. And finish up that Psalms.
Yes, I said a mouthful.
Yeah.
But even in these prophetic words that we're reading, the Most High always shows his heart is for us. As bad as he called us, as bad as he slammed us, his heart is still stretched out towards us. For him to say that you're my wife and I'll take you back, all he wants us to do is turn from our backslidings. And he said, for I'm married to you, and I will take you one of a city, two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. So like Yah Suh said, everybody ain't going back. He ain't going to convince everybody to do or to know what Yah has said. And we thank Yah for the platform that he's given us so that we could sound the alarm, blow the trumpet, and express Yah's words, his warnings, and his antidote for our people. And if you're not with it, Yah's not taking you one from a city or two from a family, and you're not going back to Zion. Because the final judgment is the final judgment. The Most High is ridding the earth of all wicked, including wicked Israel.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah, it's ironic, Imad Dora, Sushihud and Katriel. This third chapter in Psalms speaks in depthly on that.
Oh, yeah. How my adversaries have increased. Go ahead, Patriel.
So who's the author, Sister Yehudi?
King David.
Okay. Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to our King, King David, for his wisdom, his knowledge, his insight, and really his personal diary. I mean, he exposed almost every aspect of his life.
Praise God.
Yah, how have they increased that trouble me? What a good question. Many are they that rise up against me. So you think you got troubles, huh? Would you like to exchange shoes with King David? I don't think so, unless you had his heart. Many there be which save my soul, because people are out there trying to rob your soul, and he knows that.
That's
he
all
is
that
no help for him. Huh?
And that's what it's all about, trying to rob you of your soul, oh evil people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better beware. You better beware. And King David would not let it happen, would he? Because why? He said, because thou, oh Yah, art a shield for me. What is he shielding? His soul, right? My glory and the lifter up of my head. Yeah. Give all praise, honor to the Most High, Yah. Don't take credit for yourself. I cried unto Yah with my voice. Oh, he knew the code, didn't he? They say a man ain't supposed to cry. I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. Yeah, let them tears go if you're crying out for Yah. I know you're laughing at me, Sister Yehudi, but it's okay.
It's true, that's why.
And he heard me out of his holy hill, not the hill with the cross, whatever song Yah was singing, but the holy hill. We know that hill is Zion, where Yah dwells, right?
That's
and King
right.
David knew that hill. I lay me down and slept. I waked. But Yah sustained me. Who sustained you? Oh, I'm doing it myself. I'm good. Yeah, okay. And you don't give thanks for the blessings. You don't count your blessings, the things that Yah causes you to be sustained. These are the things you're supposed to give thanks for. And he's doing it. Most High sustained King David. He didn't say my strength, my brothers, my people sustained me, my crew. No. Yah sustain him. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, Yah, save me, O my Elohim, for thou hast smitten all my enemies on the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation, salvation, salvation belongs unto Yah. Thy blessing upon thy people, Selah. Praise King David. For even asking Yah to bless his people, because he knew that if he's going through the troubles that he's going through, I know my people is going through troubles. But he said he wasn't afraid of tens of thousands of people. And he had a reputation. He made a song. King Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. So we don't really see or know how mighty a king, King David was, even though he cried. He's telling you to start with his strength. Anytime he was in trouble, he didn't rely on man. He didn't call on his boys. He didn't look for his family. He said, Yah is my shield and my glory. He's the one that sustains me. He's the one that strikes my enemy. He's the one I call to arise and save me, to smite my enemies on the cheekbone. Right? Got another secret. He knows the secret science. So we can learn a lot from our king. And me meditating on Psalms when I was young, these are the words that gave me strength, because I was going through it too. And my king inspired me, King David, with his words. With his words.
He said, sing a joyful noise to the Most High. Sing a joyful noise.
Oh, yes, yeah. All the time. Give thanks for life.
Mm-hmm.
The strong formulas that we've read, both in the prophecies and in the song, we should be inspired, we should be uplifted, we should gain spiritual strength from all that we've read and all that we've heard in our reading session, in our sharpening one another.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you very much, Gotcha. You're a good brother.
Yes,
sir. You're a good spokesperson for the Most High, and I'm proud to be associated with you. Imadora, Associate Hudi, any comments, closing remarks on what Katriel just spoke on, as far as the Most High said, or Yimyahu, Jeremiah, anything?
I would think that we would be tired by not giving all our goodies, paying somebody else to service us, out there, and we still remain hope. I would think that we would want to rise to the glorious state that Yah has ordained and sanctified us to be. And so, therefore, Israel, we have got to repent. Know this, that Yah said every word he meant and meant every word he said. You don't have to guess about it. You don't have to go to and get a college degree to understand it. Only thing you got to do is obey it. That's all. Get stuff out of the way. Let go and let Yah. The Almighty is steady throughout his word. He's steady telling us how we've hurt him, how we've profaned him. And to this day, we have awakened to the iniquities of our fathers because we are awakened to doing the same thing all over again. It's going to be Yah's way or no way, Israel. We can either, as Yahshua, the true Yahshua said, I don't know who you guys going to serve, but me and my house, we're going to serve Yah. And that should be the cry on every Israelite's tongue. We're going to serve our God. Because you know what? If you're mindful, you go through the word of the Creator, all through every other line is, I'm Yahuwah, your God, Israel. Mm-hmm. I'm Yahuwah, your God. It's time that we begin to say, yes, you are our power, and we are your anointed ones. And stand. Stand. The whole world is waiting on you to stand because you are the salvation of the earth. So, and I just want to say to you, Maureen, I love the way your presentation, as I share with you all the time. You need a program where you just be on there and you and Young Soup so the folks can see your face so that you can break this word down where they can see it and hear because you make it so clear. And I just want to say I thank you, Young Soup, for allowing me to speak today. Hallelujah. Praise. And I want you to know, Israel, you have not been forgotten. Yah loves you. So do I. Let's return back to our God. Let's go before him and tell him we're sorry so we can go home.
Yes, ma'am. Praise Yah. Sister Hootie.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Any closing remarks?
Just let all this digest. Let it manifest in your morals, in your bones, in your soul, in your heart. Go over and study. Find out for yourself. Like Ema said, the Most High loved his. He was hurt. He felt humiliated. Some people may think, how can he feel he's the Creator? So with that, go with peace. Be kind to one another. Instead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Well, I simply say this for as coming is concerned. Sometimes you ain't got to do a whole lot of talking. What my dear, my love, my elder, my sister, Ema Adora said, what Sister Hootie, my dear sister, and what Cartrell said, my dear brother, what they said, because it's all true. That being said, we don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. May the Most High continue to bless you, direct you, and order your steps. Let his footstep be your pathways, not any other God, the red letter God, Allah, anyone else for that matter. Not the enemies of your God. Let your own Elohim, our Abba, direct and order your steps. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Unite. Come together. As a matter of fact, go to YahWillGatherUs.org. Study with us. Share with us. Yeah, what's that, Cartrell?
YahWillGather.us.
And that's why it's good to be sharp. Yeah, that's why it's good to be sharpened. Thank you, Cartrell, for sharpening.
Yes,
learn to be humble and contrite. And accept your sharpening. And may the Most High continue to bless you, direct you, and order your steps. We love you. That's why we do this. We ain't doing it for no money, no fame, no fortune, or your accolades. We don't care about your accolades. only thing we care about is what does say Yah. You comply yourself and get codified under what Yah says. We love you. Come cry with us. Come cry together. Come unite and unify together. Come help one another together. As the Most High has mandated us to. It ain't hard. We simply make this home. Imador, so Shahudi Kadrel, you want to say shalom and good night or what to the people?
Shalom, family.
I love y'all. Stop thinking y'all her favorite. We love you. I'm a favorite.
We all her favorite. Nah, I knew that in the bud.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad ones, I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now. And I'm singing the song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Thank you.
where there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.